2004 marks the 75th anniversary of the Dunkin' Yo-Yo. To a historian, the yo-yo is the marketing success story of Donald Dunkin'. To children of all ages, it is a challenging toy. To a physicist, however, a yo-yo is a remarkably fun example of a flywheel, said Gordon Jones, assistant professor of physics at Hamilton College. Jones began thinking about the physics of the yo-yo when his daughter, Charlotte, acquired the toy. He noted, "Yo-yos actually slow down as they near the end of their fall. As the yo-yo approaches the bottom, the wrapped string gets closer and closer to the center of the yo-yo. The result is making the disc spin faster and fall slower as it reaches the end of the string. Rather than wasting energy jerking your finger," said Jones, "a well-designed yo-yo puts almost all of its energy into storage just before it reaches the end of the string. That makes for less finger pain and more time sleeping. Many tricks involve manipulating the yo-yo while it appears to sleep. At the end of the trick, the yo-yo jumps back onto the hand using the stored energy," he explained. "The yo-yo is a pretty cool toy from a physics point of view," Jones added. "If I ever teach a mechanics class, I will definitely make the students solve the mechanics of motion."